talk New York sports here. The Fan. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah, let's get right into it, folks. Keith McPherson back on The Fan. A little bit after 11 p.m., you've got me till 2 a.m. Another one of those quick KM to AMs after the Yankee post game. And the Yankees lose, and we'll get all into that. And the weekend that was against the Philadelphia Phillies. When I was last with you, I was coming from Yankee Stadium Friday night. Saw that game. Saturday's game, I turned off and couldn't even talk about it after Stroman walked like four people in the fourth inning, and then, you know, went about my weekend, and then, I went to the game yesterday. They avoided the sweep, but misery returns tonight because that's the Tampa Bay team that everybody said was free-falling, that this was the right time for the Yankees to catch them in Yankee Stadium, and no, there's never a right time. I've told you this multiple times. Tampa is comfortable in the Bronx. What did I say last week? Anybody listen to those shows? Tampa is comfortable in the Bronx. They're comfortable Airbnb-ing our spring training home. The boss down in Tampa, they can't wait to come up here and play in the big building in front of a Monday night Yankees crowd, right? Must be like industry night or casual night. We'll get to that in a minute. Still 37,000 plus in attendance to see the Yankees go out there and score two runs in the first inning to even up the score, but then have nada after that. And I remember a couple years back, 2023, talking about how, you know, the Yankees losing Aaron Judge is like a starting quarterback in the NFL going down and that offense not having their QB. The offense without Aaron Judge just always looks different. I mean, this is a year where they have multiple hitters. This is a year where they have a lot of guys. I mean, welcome Amed Rosario. He got a pinch hit tonight. Ben Rice didn't. But yeah, we'll unpack this one. Ultimately, Cam Schlittler goes out there in the beginning of the game, and he gets into some trouble, doesn't have his command, you know, walks Aranda, Junior Caminero, those two young guys, all-stars for Tampa this year. You know, they get him early. But the Yankees had plenty of opportunities. I think they only had six singles for their six hits. Yeah, no extra base hits, no homers. How did the Yankees score? The Bronx Bombers. Come on, I know you guys hear me say the same stuff all the time. We only score if it's the homer. And they are not able to score for eight innings. They go down 4-2. To Tampa Bay, and you're kind of scratching your head right now as people are talking about this trade deadline that approaches in a couple days. And, of course, the Yankees are buyers. They've already bought. We'll get to that tonight. I haven't spoken on Amed Rosario. I haven't spoken really too much on Ryan McMahon. Friday, you know, we got the news, and I said, great, I'm going to give him the opportunity to be a different version of himself, as so many people wanted to complain about it. And, I mean, so far, I think he's been good. We'll talk about Judge's injury tonight. I haven't really spoke on that. It sucks. You know, we'll talk about Stanton in the outfield. I mean, hey, we could talk about it now. There's not much to talk about in this first game. What I'll say is, you know, if this is a series you needed to take, it would behoove you to get this first game. Four runs, beat you in the first game. And can't be mad at Cam Schlittler tonight. Can't be mad at Hedrick or Hamilton tonight. Luke Weaver comes in and does the job and keeps it close. But this is a team that you're wondering right now, is it wraps? Is this it? Like, how bad is Judge hurt on the 10-day IL? What can we get at this deadline to really help? Like, you know, a move looks better with another move and another couple moves. So the first two moves, I like the first two moves. And I'll say this about Ryan McMahon. He's up for the challenge. He wants to be a Yankee. This guy shaved his beard. He talked about being here and what it meant to him. And seeing him over there with that number 19, the glasses, people put the side-by-side of him and a young Aaron Boone. I know Aaron Boone isn't really you guys' favorite player or manager right now, But that guy can pick it. Third base is not difficult for him. Playing defense is part of who he is. And, man, he had some clutch plays just over the weekend. He put on a clinic. And then he also was clutch with his bat. Now, I know people wanted to, you know, show me his road splits and his strikeout numbers. I think I read he was leading the National League with strikeouts. But all I said about that was like, listen, bro, this is not the Rockies. This is not Coors Field. And I think he's going to be pretty solid. And then when you see a move to get Amed Rosario, both of those guys, the price was right for. There's not much available at this trade deadline. I was just talking to Marco, like, who is supposed to come in here and save the day? Who's supposed to come in here and fix this? I don't know. Cashman's got to cook, and I do believe he's cooking. I do believe, you know, adding these two veterans, a third baseman and then a utility guy, especially with Judge, like, you know, I think it helps the clubhouse. It helps the roster. We're better. It's going to replace the production that we didn't have with guys like Yorbit Vivas and Oswald Peraza. But we need more. You got to stack the deck. So keep going. And there's rumors out there the Yankees are going to do something big. The Yankees are still interested in a starting pitcher, in a left-handed reliever, maybe an outfielder, maybe Harrison Bader, whatever, bro. Go for it. Go for it. Because if Judge is hurt to the point where he can't throw the ball, what's that? Like, I don't know. We saw that, and I was on during the Toronto series. We saw that play. We didn't think much of it. They kept him in the game. You know, and he kept playing games. He DH'd the next day. He was in right field Friday night. I don't know. Like, why didn't they take him out? I don't understand sometimes. Were they trying to hide the injury? Whatever. All in all, we dodged one. It's, you know, his UCL is intact. It's just a flexor strain. But Judge is the captain and the leader of the team and obviously the best offensive player in the game. Like, without Judge, I don't know. It leaves the team in a space where they got to figure out who they are without Judge in that lineup or in that outfield. 888-808-1019. So, I mean, we'll unpack everything. Like I said, I haven't been on since Friday night. But I just hate now that the Judge's injury-prone narrative has popped up. I hate now that, oh, he's getting older. See, he's breaking down. They're going to have to put him at first base. I hate that that crowd gets to feast on this IL trip that just came from him throwing the ball. And I also hate that Spencer Jones can't be called up. Why not? He's got back spasms. Yeah, so, you know, last week he was pulled from the lineup. He's got back spasms. But I know last week I was talking about, hey, all these other teams call their young guys up. You're seeing young guys across baseball making an impact, tearing it up. Guys that barely, like, we just saw Nick Kurtz have what people are calling the best game ever. Tonight, Roman Anthony delivering for the Red Sox. As I go back to the score to see if the Red Sox are still in a delay here. Bottom of the ninth, the Red Sox are at Target Field facing the Twins. They're in a rain delay, but they're up 4-3. Where if that score holds, your New York Yankees will be a third-place team tonight in the American League. And I don't even care about what their record is. They have a terrible record in the American League East. Not good. I'm sure I could look it up. I'm sure KD Sharp or one of these guys. You know what, Paulie? Go ahead and tell us.
11-19. This is the second time since division realignment in 94 that the Yankees went 11-19 or worse in their first 30 division games. It also happened in 2016.
11-19 is not good enough, so I understand those of you saying sell, but I'm telling you they're not going to sell. Because now, right, adversity has hit the Yankees, and not just now, for the last 2 months. You had the June boon swoon, and in July you're going to cry. In July, you cry. And we're still in July. They're still losing games. And we've got this deadline coming up, but you don't have the answers. There's not much available there. This team has embarrassing errors, errors in the field. And they've got scoreless streaks, and you're down with LOB. Yeah, you know me. It's not good enough for a team that was in the World Series last year, that talks all the time about being in the World Series last year, supposed to be hell-bent on being a champion with the goal of getting back this year, and that's realistic still, right? Because the American League is wide open, they say. The American League is weak, they say. Well, I'll say this. I usually know when to get off the roller coaster. Now's not the time to get off the ride. Now's the time to obviously vent and talk about all these different things. Cross your fingers, wear your pajamas inside out, wake up and hope for the best. Hopefully there's another move and another move. But now's not the time to get off the roller coaster. When they're out of the wild card picture, maybe, when they're fighting to be the last wild card. But a different story is being written here. Maybe there's another way to the top. And it's not being the number one seed in the American League, being the division winners, being the favorites, being the odds-on favorite if you're gambling, you know, having Aaron Judge. Maybe there's, like, hey, the Braves won it a couple years back with Acuna down. But what did they do? They went for it at the deadline. No team wins the World Series without making moves at the deadline. So let's see what they do. They have to add difference makers. I think McMahon and Ahmed Rosario can be different difference makers for sure. But there's got to be more than that. And it's pitching. They got to repair this bullpen as best as they can. We know there will be help on the way with injuries. And they got to try and get another starting pitcher, man. I think they have enough veterans in this clubhouse. I think Judge will be back. I don't know. There's a lot of people reading into it. Like with Stanton, I said, like, when I saw that they're putting Stanton, they'd rather put Giancarlo Stanton back in right field. He was out there warming up today. All the beat reporters had it. They'd rather do that than call up Spencer Jones. I'd rather you call up Spencer Jones. Give him the best treatment for his back possible. Call up Spencer Jones before I put Stanton back out there, because Stanton already missed the first 2 months of the season. You're one running play to his right or left away from him going on an IL trip, and then it's him and Judge out. Like, I don't know. I don't understand that. And I get it. Oh, Keith, he's owed this much money. Or Keith, he used to play. Yeah, but that ship has sailed. He can't even run the bases. I was at the game yesterday. He had a surefire double but couldn't leg it out. You know, I don't know. It doesn't make it make sense. It doesn't make sense to me to put Stanton out there, especially when you just got Ahmed Rosario who could play out there. Now, it didn't make sense to me when they said Peraza was going to go out to the outfield. That was even more so. But now it's like, okay, you've got three outfielders. What does it mean? Are they trading one of Trent Grisham, Jason Dominguez? Are those guys on the table? Is Spencer Jones on the table? I don't know. I feel like Spencer Jones last week was knocking so loud on the door. He deserves to get called up. And the way that the baseball gods have made it, you know, he's this left-handed Judge light. Judge goes down. You have the perfect opportunity to bring him up here. But, you know, maybe they're waiting for him to continue to marinate down there, get more seasoning. What do I know? I'm just a fan that goes to the stadium, and I don't root against the Yankees. And as I was in the stadium Friday and Sunday, I understand a lot of you are disappointed, but I don't understand any of you showing up and booing Anthony Volpe or rooting against anybody in the pinstripes. How do you show up there wearing pinstripes, wearing Yankee logos, and heckle your own team? You don't root for the laundry? You're not rooting for everybody on your team? Like, they're going to make mistakes. And that play tonight, you could hear the boos in Hoboken where I was. Like, Volpe wasn't going to make that play. Aaron Boone spoke about it. He says, yes, he's got to trap that ball. He's got to stop it. He's got to whatever. He wasn't getting Caballero. Like, you got, like, and that's why you can just kind of tell sometimes. Yankee Stadium is full of casuals. Understood, it's Yankee Stadium. Yankee Stadium is full of fair weather fans. Understood, it's New York. It's the Yankees. But it's like, man, we eat our own. And if you're there rooting against the Yankees when they already are down Aaron Judge, when they already have this many issues, they're about to be in third place tonight. You know, Cole has been out for the year. We're waiting on Heal to come back, Fernando Cruz to come back, Yarbrough, Leiter. Like, I don't know. I don't get our fan base that wants the world, but then you go there and you count against us, you root against us. Like, Volpe has to basically be perfect the rest of the way, which is impossible because baseball is a sport of failure. It's like Volpe's got to be perfect. And I know he's striking out. I know he's not making every play. I know he's brought it on himself. I know he's up there in errors. But it's like he's your shortstop. He's not going to be on the bench there, not taking him out. You're not helping matters by going there. And you think the kid doesn't hear it? Of course he does. You're not helping matters by going there and adding your voice. I was saying the same stuff about Devin Williams when I was in there when the Blue Jays first came to town. And I got on air and I'm like, how do you guys chant, "We want Weaver" before this guy gets an out? What are you doing? We need this guy. Opening day, you're booing this guy. Now look, now he's the best guy you've got coming out of that bullpen. And this bullpen needs a lot of fixing, man. The Yankees need to attack this deadline. Cashman's going to town. I don't know exactly what town. Shout out to CeCe going to Cooperstown. We'll talk about that. Rest in peace, Ryan Sandberg. We lost Ryan Sandberg tonight. Bryce Harper and Rob Manfred's story is interesting. We'll definitely talk about that, as well as Emmanuel Clase. Luckily, there are a lot of different things that popped up in the world of sports and baseball. Carlos Carrasco, Yankees legend, Mets legend. He's gone. Like, there's enough stories that we don't have to harp on this one game tonight or the negativity. We'll talk all around it, though. That's enough for my open. I'm in here watching the Mets. It's 1-1. For the Met fan that might be in the car, not listening to the Mets call. Small ball, sac fly, single. Sac fly scored the first run for the Mets, a single for the Padres. But the storylines in this game, obviously it's a reunion with, oh my God, Candelita in the Padres uni. Gets to see all his old teammates, and then it's a homecoming. Juan Soto's back at home, and Juan Soto has been getting jobbed all season. If you've watched his at-bats, if you watch these Mets games, like, he gets some egregious calls against him, whether he thinks it's a ball, it gets called a strike, and tonight it kind of boiled over a little bit with the home plate ump. So Carlos Mendoza's been ejected, came out there trying to save him. Juan Soto was throwing his hands out, kind of, you know, getting into it a little bit. Lindor's batting right now. Last time Lindor was up, he had a hard ground ball that went off the back of Dylan Cease's head. So the Mets' seven-game win streak is on the line here out in Petco Park. We'll keep an eye on that game as well. Yankee fans, call me up. Keith McPherson back on the fan. We'll talk all about everything, man. Don't go anywhere.